Ralphie Tonight is on, and it's just, it feels like every day there's a new story regarding the Time's Up movement, regarding the Me Too movement. Aziz Ansari still in the headlines, now Seal as well. If you're not familiar with this story, well, someone that can certainly brief us on it, attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com, joining us here on Ralphie Tonight. Jill, always appreciate a few minutes. Let's just talk about Aziz Ansari quickly, because this has been dissected a gazillion different ways. I don't think there are any legal implications, but really all of this dissection kind of, I feel like, reveals that this whole movement that's happening is much more complex than meets the eye, right?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And one thing I do want to say about this, I actually do not like what's going on out there in the media, if you will, about people taking sides on this. I see where Aziz could be seen as a victim, because I do not believe that this is a sexual assault. It doesn't rise to the level of a sexual assault. The NYPD will not be investigating this as a sexual assault, because they would not win this case. The DA's office would not win a case based on the facts as we know them. And so it does seem like the proverbial bad date. And what does that mean in terms of sexual assault, sexual abuse? And that does play into this whole movement of Me Too and Time's Up. But I really hate the victimization that's going on, like, the second time to this woman whose name is not Grace, but is going by Grace. And I really have a great deal of empathy for her and feel bad for what we're all doing out here taking sides, because it's really not about that. This is about another aspect of this Me Too situation. It's about talking about the modern dating world and what it means and what is a woman supposed to do in that situation. And let's use this incident to learn that a nonverbal cue is not strong enough, that we need to be verbal, we need to say no, we need to put our clothes back on, and really, that is how we protect ourselves.
Look, I'm, as a guy, I'm trying to do more listening than I am talking, and observing, and learning as well, to be honest, because I'm learning a lot through this as well. Attorney Jill Stanley, proofwithjillstanley.com, joins us here on Ralphie Tonight. All right, I guess it's so tough with the news cycle these days, because there's no such thing as a slow news day anymore, and I completely missed this story regarding Seal. Is LAPD looking into what even happened? Go ahead and please explain.
So here is a really kind of classic case of sexual battery. In California, sexual battery is basically when someone touches the intimate part of another person for sexual gratification without consent. And so what is alleged here is that Seal forcibly kissed and touched the breast of his friend, who is also an actress by the name of Tracy Birdsall, in Seal's home. So it was Tracy had lent him a salad spinner, and she went back to get it from Seal's house. They were very close friends. When she went there, allegedly, Seal lunged at her, groped her breast, made some really disparaging comments on what she was wearing, kind of making it seem like she was asking for it because she wasn't, in a parka, which, really gets everyone's goat here, especially as women. We should be able to wear whatever we want without anyone touching us when we don't want to be touched and where we don't want to be touched. So apparently this happened in his home. She was so shocked by what happened. She sat down on his couch, and he groped her again. The problem here is that she did not report it right away. Now, we all know in this post-Weinstein world why women do not report these kinds of incidents and why in the celebrity world they're reported less. This was a little different. Seal did not have power over Tracy Birdsall, but what she did have, meaning the disparity in an employer-employee relationship. He wasn't going to control whether she got a job. But when you're a celebrity and you report something like this, the amount of attention that you get, it really has to be considered, and that could have been something Tracy considered. If she had reported this, and this was in pre-Weinstein days, it's a little different, she really would have been under a great deal of scrutiny herself, and it would have been a lot of attention, and maybe she just wanted to move on. Interesting about this, Ralphie, is that these two were very good friends. After this incident, they never spoke again. So why would that be?
That would certainly be something that would be brought up in a court of law. And obviously the statute of limitations on this, because it only happened, a year ago, not even?
Well, this is really what we got to talk about here. So sexual battery in California is considered a wobbler crime, which means it wobbles between being a misdemeanor and a felony depending on the facts. If the facts only support a misdemeanor, feels all right, because she reported it more than a year after it happened.
Wow.
That means he gets away with it. However, if every investigation can find there are sufficient facts to charge him with felony sexual battery, he is in deep trouble, because that is a 3-year statute of limitations. So we know the incident happened at some point in fall 2016. We know that she reported it in January 2018, clearly more than a year, and also clearly less than 3. So this one is one to watch. because as one of the penalties of being charged and convicted with sexual battery is that the requirement that you have to register as a sex offender.
Well, we'll certainly keep our eye on this, and many more stories, I'm sure, sadly, to be popping up, because again, there's
very,
no such thing as
very sad. Yes.
It is. Proof with JillStanley.com. Attorney Jill Stanley making some time for us and breaking it down here on Ralphie Tonight. Jill, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Every day, a part of every sub you buy at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. And now, for a limited time, they're introducing the Daily Sub Special. Every day, get a medium sub of the day for just $5.55. They kick it off with Meatball Monday and finish it off with Italian Sunday, with something delicious every day in between for just $5.55. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Tap the banner now to learn more.